want to take this time to thank you for giving me this privilege to preach the word.
我想先用这个时间来感谢大家，让我有这个机会来跟大家分享神的福音。
Paul's proposition to Timothy, the young preacher, was that he ought to preach the word.
保罗跟提摩太就是年轻的传道人的劝勉，就是让他来传道。
And I hope that you will hear from God this morning.
我希望大家可以从我口中可以听到神。
Additionally, I want to say that you're not here as if you're going to a concert.
我希望大家来的心态不是来看演唱会的心态。
We are not performing here for you to enjoy.
我们不是在这里表演，让大家来享受。
As one theologian put it, the church is a hospital for sinners.
有一个神学家这样子说，他说教会就是一个给罪人的医院。
You are here to cast your burdens on Jesus Christ.
我们来这里就是让我们的将我们的重担交给神。
You are here to be encouraged in Jesus Christ.
我们在这里就是要被耶稣来鼓励。
You are here.To be loved by those around you and Jesus Christ.
我们来到这里就是要来感受弟兄姐妹还有神的爱。
So I pray that you will find that today in this church.
所以我希望大家可以在这教会找到这些。
Cast your burdens on Jesus Christ.
将我们的重担交托给神。
He will heal you.
他会医治我们。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this great privilege of opening your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你将你的话语显明在我们中间。
Father, I pray that my words will be your words this morning.
神啊，我们求你让我讲的话就是你的话。
I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight.
希望我心中想所想口中所讲的都是蒙你悦纳的。
In Jesus' name, your son I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 11 through 22.
我们今天来看以弗所书第二章十一节到二十二节。
The reality is that we live in a segregated society.
我们现在的事实就是我们生活在一个分隔的社会。
This particular passage deals with the unity that believers have in Christ Jesus.
这一篇这一段经文就是特别讲到我们在基督里面的合一。
Segregation has been a part of human history for a long time.
分隔这个状况在历史上是一直都发生的。
It was a reality in American history.
它是在美国历史上是一个事实。
It seems that the most ridiculous reasons are given in order to support the basis for segregation.
用来支持这个分隔的基础，看起来都是一些我们觉得难以置信的原因。
In America, the color of one skin used to be used as a basis for segregation.
譬如说，在美国，一个人的肤色就是用来分隔的一个基础。
This kind of segregation was so brutal that people's lives were at stake.
这种分隔到了一个很残酷的地步，人们的生命也受到威胁。
If you were part of a wrong color of individuals, you would be outcast from society.
如果你是某一种肤色的人，你可能就会被社会遗弃。
This was a sad reality of American history.
所以这是一个美国历史上非常可悲的事实。
Since I'm from India, I can tell you segregation was part of the Indian history as well.
因为牧师是从印度来的，印度分隔的状况也非常严重。
It was tolerated in India on the basis of a person's caste.
在印度里面，这种分隔是建立在一种叫种姓的制度的基础上面。
Indian society was divided on the basis of four castes.
在印度社会分成四个阶级。
The least of these were called the untouchables.
阶级最低的人被称为就是不可接触的人。
People never even used to touch them, let alone have conversation with them.
就大家是不容许别人去 接触他们的，就不可以跟他们讲话。
These people were not given the respect or opportunities that the other three classes were given.
对比起另外三个阶级的人，这些最低级的人是没有得到尊重，也没有同等的机会。
It is a terrible part of Indian history.
这是印度历史上非常可怕的一部分。
Segregation is true in our current society as well.
其实这个分隔也是我们现今世代里面的事实。
Even today, there is segregation among people on the basis of one's ethnicity or race.
其实在今天人们还是会因为种族或国籍来分隔别人。
There are stories around our world that go around about people being profiled based on their ethnicity or race.
我们身边肯定有听过有人因为种族或国籍被标签的故事。
There is also segregation in our society based on one's socioeconomic status.
在我们身边也可能会用社会经济的地位去分隔别人。
Those that are rich and well established in our society usually are known to hang out with those that are poor, are not known to hang out with those that are poor.
就有钱有地位的人通常不会跟穷人有太多的来往。
There are different zip codes that represent richness and other zip codes that represent poverty.
就在美国有一些邮政的偏好代表有钱人住的地区，有些就是相反。
What is a believer to do?
那所以我们身为信徒可以做什么呢？
Is he to give into the convention of society and find ways to stay with the upper class as much as possible?
我们是要跟社会的惯例妥协，然后想办法待在所谓的上流社会吗？
Or is he to give his life fighting for unity as an end all or be all?
还是要以争取合一为生命中最重要的目标呢？
All believers who have lived in society have experienced some kind of segregation.
我们社会上所有的信徒都经历过某种程度的隔离。
There have been times when you were supposed to get a promotion and did not, and it could be because of your ethnicity.
有可能你试过因为你的国籍的关系失去了一个公司里面可以升职的机会。
There have been times when you wanted a job and did not get it because you did not know someone who could influence the decision.
你也可能试过因为某些人的决定而失去了一些工作的机会。
See, Paul over here recognized that there was segregation among the believers in Ephesus as well.
保罗在这里就察觉到在以弗所的圣徒也有这种分裂的现象。
So he begins his discussion in chapter 2, verses 11 to 22, with...the reality that was segregation in the Ephesian church.
所以他就在这个以弗所书第二章十一节到二十二节就讨论这个以弗所教会分隔的现实。
My point one is all believers, past, in the past is intertwined with disunity.
我第一个重点就是一个信徒的过去是离不开分隔的。
We all build up walls to disunify us.From each other.
我们每一个人都可能建立了一些墙来分隔自己跟别人。
Paul is observing that there was a segregation in the church that was an adaptation from society based on one's ethnicity.
保罗观察到教会的分隔是基于社会上的种族概念。
There were two groups of people in the Ephesian society.
在以弗所的社会有两大类的人。
They were called Jews and Gentiles.
就是犹太人跟外邦人。
In fact, the Lord had chosen the nation of Israel as his special people.
事实上神拣选了以色列的民族成为他的子民。
Deuteronomy 7:6-8 gives us this. I'm going to have sister read this for us.
在《申命记》七章六到八节说，因为你归耶和华你神为圣界的名，耶和华你神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，只因耶和华爱你们，又因要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。
It is true that there was a special privilege given to the nation of Israel and specifically the Jewish people.
事实上以色列民族就是犹太人是有一个特别的地位的。
The Gentiles were Gentiles by birth and therefore were segregated.
外邦人生下来就是外邦人所以就被隔离了。
Look with me in verses 11 of chapter 2.
我们来看以弗所书第二章第十一节。
Therefore remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called the uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision which is done in the body by human hands.
所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人是称为没受割 割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。
One of the reasons segregation seems so wrong and unfair is because you don't have a choice in where you were born.
分隔看起来是非常错误跟不公平的原因是你出生的时候没有选择的权利。
It is God who puts you in the family that you were born in.
是神将我们放在我们出生的那个家庭里面，我们不能选。
We do not have a choice in it.
我们没有选择的。
Therefore, when somebody segregates themselves from us on the basis of where we were born or to whom we were born, it seems wrong and unfair.
所以如果有人将他们与我们分隔，是因为我们在哪里出生或者是从谁生出来的话，这是非常错误和不公平的。
And yet, the believers at Ephesus were segregating themselves based on ethnicity.
但是在以弗所教会，信徒就是用国籍、种族来分隔彼此。
There was a sign for distinguishing those that are privileged or chosen by God and those that are downcast from society.
就是有特权的人还有低下的阶层是有一个特征来分辨。
There was this sign in those days. It was an awkward ceremony of circumcision for men.
那个年代这个特征就是一个奇怪的割礼。
Circumcision was a sign that you were not only considered to be privileged by society, but by God as well.
割礼就是一个象征，你不单只是在社会上有一个特别的地位，你也是神拣选的人。
We won't read this verse, but you can look at it at Genesis 17:10 through 14.
我们现在就不念那个经文，但是大家可以看一下创世纪17章10到14节。
The Jews were clearly the privileged ones, and they knew it.
这犹太人显然是有特权的，他们自己也非常清楚的知道。
In fact, as the privileged ones, they continued to exude pride and look down upon those that were Gentiles.
就是因为他们知道自己有这个特权，他们就散发出一种骄傲，也看不起外邦人。
And this was the state of the Gentiles.
这个就是外邦人的光景。
Verse 12, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ.Excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise without hope and without God in the world.
所以外邦人那时候就是十二节所说的是与基督无关在以色列国民之外在所应许的诸约上是局外人并且活在世上没有指望没有神。
I just want to take a poll. How many of us are Jewish in the building?
有没有人是犹太人在这里?
See, if you are not part of a Jewish family,Or were not born as a Jew, you were separated from God.
所以如果你不是一个犹太人或者你生下来不在有一个犹太的家庭的话你就是跟他们分隔的。
There were four realities that was true of you.
所以在这个情况之下我们就有四个现象。
See, this word separate is a very strong word.
其实这个分别这个词是非常重的一个词。
This word often expresses separation of people from each other and sometimes with hostility.
这个词除了是说把人与人分隔之外它里面还带有一个敌意的。
In fact, there are places in scripture where this word has been used, parad.
其实在这个希伯来文这个字在圣经旧约里面也有其他地方有用到。
One dictionary, Bynes Dictionary of Theological Dictionary says that generally speaking, parad has more negative than positive connotations.
根据这个圣经的字典，他说其实这个字是带有比较多负面的意思的。
So if you were part of the society in Ephesus and you are a Gentile, you were separate from God.
所以如果你是在那个以弗所的社会里面，然后你是外邦人的话，你是跟神分离的。
You were also excluded from citizenship to Israel.
然后你也不可能成为以色列的子民。
As a Gentile, you could never become part.Of the Israelite community, and therefore were further removed from Israelite privileges.
身为一个外邦人，你永远不可能成为以色列人的一份子，所以他们更加就是没有以色列人的所有的权利。
As an illustration, how many people have immigrated to the United States in this congregation?
有多少人是从别的地方移民到美国的
？All right, most of you have been are immigrants, right?
我想大部分的人都是移民的。
It would be like this.You would be part of the United States, you would work here, but you would not be given all the privileges of the United States.
就好像你在美国工作生活，但是你没有美国人的权利一样。
And in fact,
if you were going to church, you would have a separate section called immigrants.
就好像如果你去一个教会，他就会把你分别坐在一边，就说这是移民的区。
You know, during meet and greet time, you couldn't go up to the person who was privileged and say good morning.
就如果大家要彼此握手问安的时候，你就不能跑去那些美国人的区里面跟美国人问安。
Segregation was a reality in church as well.
这个就是当时他们在教会里面分隔的一个事实。
The third reason is they were foreigners to the covenants of the promise.
他们第三个事实就是他们没有办法得到那个神的立约的应许。
One author, Peter O'Brien, explains this exclusion from the covenants of the promise in this way.
有一个神学家这样子来解释这个分隔。
The covenants with the patriarchs had held out the promise of great blessings to all nations of the earth, but it was not until the coming of Christ and open proclamation of the gospel that believing Gentiles could be blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith.
其实神跟犹太民族的先祖立的约是说应许祝福全世界的民族，不过是等到在耶稣降临还有试图公开全讲福音之后，相信神的外邦人才可以领受到和亚伯拉罕同样的祝福。
See, there were a series of covenants made to Abraham by God himself.
神跟亚伯拉罕立了一系列的约。
The Gentiles were excluded from these covenants or these blessings.
但是外邦人当时是没有得到这些应许的。
As an illustration, it would be like if you had a sibling and your father said, you know what?You're going to get all my property while you're going to get nothing.
就好像如果你有一个兄弟姐妹，然后你父亲就跟你说，我要把我所有的财产都给那个兄弟，然后你就什么都分不到。
See, these Gentiles were excluded from the blessings or covenants that God made to Abraham because Abraham was a Jew.
当时神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候，因为亚伯拉罕是犹太人，所以外邦人是没有得到那些应许的。
The Gentiles were separated from the promises of God to Israel.
所以外邦人是从神的应许上面是分隔的。
This is the reality of every believer that is not a Jew, which is before Christ.
在耶稣还没来之前，这是所有非犹太人的基督徒所面对的事实。
Not only are we separated from God, we are never going to be Israelites, neither are we ever going to be part of the Israelite promises.
除了我们是被跟神分隔之外，我们也永远无法成为以色列人，所以我们从来没有办法去得到神的应许。
As Paul caps it up with this phrase, he says we were without hope and without God in the world.
就好像保罗在十二节所说的，他说活在世上也没有指望，没有神。
You know, one word that my grandmother used to use when I used to disobey her was, "You are completely hopeless."
我外婆在我当时叛逆的时候，她就会跟我说：“你是完全没有指望的人。”
There is no hope for you.
她觉得我完全没有希望了。
I wish you would have seen me preaching today, but
我希望她其实可以看到我在讲道。
All by the grace of God.
这全部都是神的恩典。
Well, in this sense, you were truly hopeless.
在这些事上，我们真的是完全的无助的。
You had no hope.You were excluded from Israelite community, excluded from their promises, excluded from a relationship with God.
就是我们是被分隔出来，不是以色列人，也没有神的应许，也不是神的子民。
This was a reality for you if you were not a Jew.
这是如果你不是犹太人的话，这是一个没有办法去否定的事实。
And they carried that concept, that understanding into the church as well.
然后他们就把这个观念就带到教会里面了。
But a believer now has a new identity.
不过我们现在有一个新的身份。
When God looks at you, he doesn't look at a Jew or a Gentile anymore.
现在神看我们，他不会看你到底是犹太人或者是外邦人。
Verses 13 to 18 explain your new identity in Christ.
在13节到18节，他就是描述了你这个新的身份。
See, you were without hope and without God in the world.
就我们从前是没有指望没有神的。
But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
但是你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。
As bleak as the Gentiles' plight was before Christ, the contrasting verb but over here in English changes the entire disposition for a Gentile.
在耶稣来之前，外邦人的困境是非常惨的，但是这里用了一个但是，中文是没有但是，但英文是有一个 but， 是改变了外邦人整个的处境。
In the Greek language, this word, the word but, which starts with verse 13, is actually a logical contrastive.
在希腊文里面，这是一个逻辑性的一个对比。
What this means is that everything that Paul just described in verses 11 and 12 about the Gentiles is fundamentally contrasted in the following verses, showing the plight of those that are actually in Christ now.
所以这里的意思就是说，保罗刚刚在十一节到十二节所说的所有的光景，现在是完全的相反。
The phrase in Christ in verse 13 of chapter 2, in Christ Jesus, means that there is now a new identity that supersedes your current ethnic identity and is primary and is a fundamental identity.
所以这里说在耶稣基督里的意思是现在有一个主要还有基本的一个新的身份是超越所有以前的身份的。
This identity surpasses any man-made segregation or identity.
这个身份是超越所有人为的隔离还有身份。
Some theologians will call this a new race or a third humanity.
有一些神学家叫这个为一个新的种族或者是第三类的人。
Is it this or is it that? No, it's something entirely new.
不是本来的这个或那个，而是一个新的。
This, friends, is an issue of identity.
这是一个新的身份的问题。
Their identity in Ephesus was no longer uncircumcised Gentile or circumcised Jew. It is in Christ reconciled together as a new man.
所以这个身份已经不再是没有受割礼的外邦人或者是有受割礼的犹太人，而是在基督里面合而为一，成为一个新造的人。
So there's this new group, there's this new category, and these people are called Christians.
所以现在有一个这个新的组群组，还有一个新的分类，就是叫基督徒。
One pastor says it this way, I was trying to ascertain how to say this to you. It's kind of like a wedding.
我之前在思考怎样去解释这个问题，我就觉得好像是一个婚礼。
Okay, what happens in a wedding is there are a husband and a wife, a bride and a groom, and they come together.
在一个婚礼上面就是有一个丈夫，有一个太太，然后有一个新郎新娘。
I'm going to put Sister Yancy on the spot here because she's about to get married. And so it is kind of like your wedding, Sister Yancy, where a bride and a groom, they come together.
就好像那个新郎跟新娘就走在一起。
He doesn't join her family and she doesn't join his family.
就不是他加入我的家或是我加入他的家。
Together the two become one.
所以两个人在一起就变成一个新的家庭。
One, and they make a new family that has some elements and aspects of their previous family.
就建立一个新的家庭，就是有一些他们本来家庭的一些元素。
See, what I'm trying to say is just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're not Chinese anymore.
就你变成基督徒不代表你就不是中国人了。
You will continue to be Chinese.
你还是一个中国人。
But you have a new identity which is Christian.
但是你有一个新的身份就是基督徒。
And so for the Jewish people, they're trying to figure out, okay, our primary identity is in Christ.
所以我们主要的身份就是在基督里面的。
For the Gentiles, they're saying, our primary identity is in Christ.We shouldn't be fighting with one another. We should be loving one another and figuring out what it means to be this new family if God is, in fact, our Father and Jesus, our saving big brother.
所以对于外邦人来说，我们现在新的身份就是在基督里面，所以我们就不要再去跟别人不和了，我们就要开始彼此相爱，然后试图去了解这个新的家庭里面是有什么意思。
And so he uses language through the section of Ephesians like this, that together they are brought near.
所以保罗在这里就用了这个以弗所书里面用了这一个得亲近的这个词。
Look with me in verse 13. He says, "You who were once far away have been brought near."
他在十三节就说，你们从前远离神的人，如今在基督耶稣里已经得亲近了。
See, if Jesus is the center, and the Gentiles come to Jesus, and the Jews come to Jesus, they're brought what? Near.
所以如果耶稣是中心的话，然后犹太人跟神亲，跟耶稣亲近了，然后外邦人也跟耶稣亲近了，所以大家也就会得亲近。
See, it's like a triangle.
就好像一个三角形。
Where you over here are Chinese, and I'm over here an Indian.
所以我们就好像一个三角形，我们中国人就在一边，然后印度人在牧师在另外一边。
But here's on top Jesus Christ.
然后在上面的就是耶稣。
See, while you're trying to be like Jesus Christ and have a relationship with Jesus Christ, I am also trying to do the same as an Indian.
那如果我们想要去亲近神的话，然后牧师他们那边也是去亲近耶稣的话。
But when Jesus saves us, we all have this new identity atop that surpasses our ethnic identity, and it's called a Christian.
所以我们在信了耶稣之后，我们就有这个新的身份，就是基督徒。
Finally, God works as the ultimate peacemaker.
所以神是在做使人和睦的工作。
For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
就第十四节说，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间间隔断的墙。
See, we live in a society where people try to build up walls in the name of uniqueness.
我们很多时候就建立很多墙，因为我们觉得我们要跟别人不一样。
Well, I'm better than you because I wear Nikes and I don't wear Reeboks.
因为我可能穿某一个牌子的球鞋，然后我就跟你不一样。
Well, I'm better than you, some of the youth would say, because I have swag and you don't.
就我有这个你没有的话，就是我跟你不一样。
See, we try to use anything that we can to build walls so that we can push away people and relationships.
我们很多时候就会用各种奇怪的理由来把自己跟别人分开。
But God brings two groups together and makes them one.
但是神将两组不同的人放在一起，然后变成一组。
He gives them a true identity in Christ.
他给他们一个真实的身份，就是在耶稣基督里。
He breaks these walls that of hostility among them.
他把中间隔断的墙全部拆毁了。
There is no longer this ethnic difference between them.
所以在他们当中就再没有这种种族的问题。
In point C, he says, how did God make these two groups one?
那神怎么样去把这两组合而为一呢？
Verse 15.
就是十五节。
By setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations, his purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
Theologians have debated this particular verse because of its use of the law. In a number of pages have been written about this particular verse.
其实这一节很特别，就很多神学家就写了一些论文关于这一节。
See, the Jews were under the law as a way to be right with God.
这一节特别原因是因为他有说到守律法的这个问题。犹太人就是因为守律法觉得可以称义。
However, the law is no longer the basis upon which you can be right with God.
但是这里带出的问题就是你守律法并不可以让你在神面前称义。
I was taking the baptism class with three kids yesterday who are going to get baptized today. And I said, you know, how do you know that you're a sinner?
我昨天跟三个今天要受洗礼的年轻的弟兄姐妹来上课，我就问他们说，你怎么知道你自己是一个罪人？
And they said, because we broken the Ten Commandments.
他说因为我们没有守十诫。
And that was an insightful observation by little kids.
其实这是一个很好的观察。
However, the opposite side, just because you maintain all Ten Commandments, you don't get right with God.
但是相反的说，如果你把十诫都守好了，也不代表你可以在神面前称义。
So you can never be right in, be in the right standing with God by obeying laws or performing works.
我们无法用守律法或者是做什么好的行为来跟神在神的面前称义。
The new way to be right with God is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以这个新的方法来称义的话，就是要透过耶稣基督的血。
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
有什么可以洗净我们的罪呢？就没有别的东西，只有耶稣基督的宝血。
The reason Christ shed his blood is so that he would have one humanity in Christ for himself.
耶稣基督流他的宝血的原因是他想要这个世界上就只剩一种人，就是在他里面的人。
See, brothers and sisters, there was a man who was innocent, who was killed, beaten, mocked, spat upon, so that we can have one humanity in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，就是有一个人，他明明就是无罪，但是他就受鞭打，受很多的他就是受了很多的痛苦，就是为了要拯救我们的罪。
Believers have the privilege of having access to God.
所以我们身为信徒，就是有这个特权可以跟神亲近。
See, that is seen in verses 16 through 18.
这就是从16节到18节看到的。
So let me explain this. God, because of sin, knows that there is a wall of hostility between us and Him.
让我再解释一下，就是神因为我们有罪的缘故，他知道这我们中间有隔断的墙。
Okay, friends, it's a wall of hostility that you've built. It's a wall of hostility that I've built. A wall of rebellion. A wall of hostility, of sin and folly.
这一个墙是我们每一个人都有参与在建立的，是一个叛逆的墙、罪的墙，还有愚昧的墙。
And so God lives in heaven, we live down here. He lives in a holy place, we live in an unholy place. He lives where there is no sin, we live in a place that is filled with sin. He lives in a place where there is no death, we live in a place where there is death. And we have built a wall, and we have spiritually lived our lives apart from Almighty God.
因为神住在天堂里面，我们就住在这里，然后他住的地方是圣洁的，是没有罪的，是没有死亡的，但是我们住的这个地方就是不圣洁，有罪的，然后也有死亡的，所以我们中间就是有一个隔断的墙是分给我们跟神的。
And God comes as Jesus Christ. God becomes a man. The creator creates, enters creation.
然后神就用耶稣基督来到我们的中间成为人。
And he changes everything.
这个创造者进入了他的创造，就改变了一切。
So, if you are in Christ, and your faith is in Christ, he died in your place, and God is no longer one who has hostility towards you. He has peace with you.
所以如果你是在基督里，然后你的信心是在耶稣里面的话，耶稣是为我们替代我们死了，然后神也不再对我们有任何的敌意，他是在我们中间是使我们和睦的。
He won't punish you because Jesus was already punished in your place.
神不会再惩罚我们，因为耶稣基督已经替代我们承受了。
He has eradicated in Jesus Christ the dividing wall of hostility. Amen?
Amen. 然后他就已经借着耶稣的身体在十字架上来拆毁了我们中间隔断的墙。
The spiritual barrier of sin has been removed, and now God dwells in us, and God dwells with us.
所以我们中间属灵的墙，因为罪的缘故，起的那个墙已经没有了，然后神现在就在我们当中。
And finally, verses 19 through 22 speak about the believer's new identity and new future.
然后最后第十九节到二十二节就说到说我们有一个新的身份，带给我们一个新的将来。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of His household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus, Himself as the chief cornerstone. In Him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in Him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
第十九节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
With this new identity comes a new future.
我们因为有这个身份，我们就有一个新的将来。
We have a new family that supersedes any other affiliation.
我们这个新的家庭的身份是超越我们所有其他的组织的。
There is nothing more important than your identity in Christ.
没有东西比我们这个在基督耶稣里的身份更重要。
We are God's family.
我们是神的家庭。
Your new identity provides you with a new family.
我们这个身份，新的身份带给我们新的家庭。
Brothers and sisters, let me just emphasize that point, that this building is not the church. We are the church.
我要带出一个重点，这个建筑物不是教会，我们才是教会。
You know, we use that term, I'm going to church, and we mean the building, but what constitutes the church is the people.
我们说我们去教会，我们是指那个建筑物，但是什么组成教会是人。
And we are a family.
所以我们是一个家庭。
Does a family have fights?
家庭里面有纷争吗？
Yes, a family has fights.
有。
But we are still a family.
但是我们还是一个家庭。
In Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里，我们还是家庭。
This house of God is not based on an emotional high.
这个神的殿不是建立在一个情绪的感动上面。
This is not like a teenage love, you know.
不是像那种青少年的感情。
It is based on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone.
这是建立在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
The basis of our unity in Christ is Christ and His teachings.Given today to us in His scriptures and has passed on to us by the apostles and prophets.
我们合一的根基是建立在耶稣还有他的教导，就是在圣经里面从使徒还有先知所传来的教导。
I want to conclude with this.
我希望继续讲这个。
This is God's word.
我们的圣经就是神的话语。
Not only are you under its authority, your pastor is also under its authority.
我们所有人包括牧师都是在这个圣经的话语下面的。
If what I say cannot be seen in the text of scripture, I'm wasting my time and so are you.
如果我说的话是在圣经上没有说的，那我就是浪费我的时间，也浪费大家的时间。
May we be a church that fear God,and have His word as our authority.
我希望我们的教会可以是敬畏神的话语的。
See, there are many programs out there.
其实外面有很多的节目。
Many, many countless programs for teens to whatever age group. There are many programs out there.
对于不同年龄的人来说，都有很多很多不同的节目。
What we have unique as a church is Jesus Christ.
我们在教会什么不一样，就是耶稣基督。
And He has given us His word.
他就给我们他的话语。
So as a practical application, how much time have you spent in His word?
所以我们再想一下，我们应用的话，我们有花多少时间在神的话语上面
？You know, we all want to wait for God to speak to us, right?
我们一直很想等说耶稣来跟我们说话。
God, speak to me. Should I marry this person?
然后又可能说神啊，请你跟我说我要不要跟这个人结婚呢？
God, speak to me. Should I take this job?
神跟我说我要不要拿这份工作呢？
God, speak to me. Should I go to Taiwan this summer or stay for youth camp?
我要不要暑假回台湾，还是留在这里参加夏令营呢？
Let me tell you, brothers, God has spoken.
我跟你们说，其实神已经跟我们说话了。
He has spoken to us.
他已经跟我们说
了。He has not left us alone.
他没有丢下我们不管。
He is so loving that He has spoken to us.
他很爱我们，所以已经跟我们说了好多的话。
This is His word.
这就是他说的话。
Are you going to submit under His authority?
我们是不是要在他顺服在他的话语上？
Or are you going to look for the next program, the next counseling program maybe?
可能我们就看，还是我们继续看一下有没有别的节目。
Read the word of God.
我们需要看神的话语。
It is His words.
这是神的自己的话。
Apply it to your lives.
要应用在我们生活上面。
Don't read for knowledge's sake.
不是只是头脑上面的知识。
The devil knows more theology than your pastor probably does.
其实魔鬼可能比我们更懂得神学。
Let that sink in a little bit. The devil probably knows more theology than I even do.
可能魔鬼比牧师也知道更多的神学。
The difference is, I love Jesus and I want to worship him in spirit and in truth.
但是不一样的地方是我爱耶稣，我想要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
The devil wants to worship himself.
但是魔鬼是要敬拜他自己。
So in conclusion, Paul has described to us what our life was without Christ and what our life is with him.
所以总结来说，保罗就在这里描述了我们以前的生命没有神、没有耶稣的时候是怎么样，然后我们有耶稣之后有什么改变。
For those that are being baptized, here are a few application points from Paul's message.
对于今天要水礼的弟兄姐妹，以下就是有一些应用的指引。
Your primary identity is now in Christ Jesus, not in being from a particular ethnicity, nor in where you come from.
第一就是我们新的身份就是在基督里面，不是说你从哪一国来的，或者是你从哪里来的。
The reason you have a new identity is because of Christ. He graced you to have a relationship with Him. You can never be right with God through works.
我们有新的身份的原因是因为有耶稣，他给我们恩典，让我们可以跟神有一个新的关系。我们从来不可以靠我们的行为来称义。
Brothers and sisters, look around. Look around you.
我们现在看一下旁边。
If you claim the name of Jesus Christ, these are your brothers and sisters in Christ.
如果你是承认耶稣基督为你的主的话，这些人就是你的新的家庭。
We are a family.
我们是一个新的，我们是一个家庭。
We are one family unified in Christ Jesus.
我们所有人都是同一个家庭，在耶稣里面合一。
We are no longer without hope.Because our hope is in Jesus Christ.
我们不再没有指望，因为我们的指望就是在于耶稣。
Therefore, hope in God at all times.
所以我们一直都要存着盼望的心。
You know, Brother Howard came to me and said, Pastor, your message has 9 pages in it.
昨天那个 Howard 弟兄来跟我说，你的讲稿有九页。
Brother Hubba was wondering whether you can finish it in 20 minutes.
他们就怀疑说我有没有办法在20分钟里面讲
完。So, I've gone a little over, but remember that you are in Christ Jesus.
我好像有一点长，但是我们大家要记得我们在基督里是合一的。
Let's bow our heads as we pray.
我们一同来低头祷告。
You alone are God.
神只有你一个是神。
You are the way, the truth, and the life.
你就是道路、真理、生命。
No man comes to Jesus Christ but through you.
没有人可以接着任何人到父那里去。
Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross of Calvary.
我们感谢耶稣为我们死在十字架上面。
Thank you for dying for wretches like us.
感谢你为我们这些罪人来死。
We are nobody.
我们不是什么特别的人。
In fact, we were without hope and without God in this world.
其实我们就是没有神、没有指望的人。
But thanks be to God that we now have hope.
但是感谢你，让我们现在就有盼望。
Our hope is in God.
我们的盼望就是在神里面。
May we live this week as those that have hope in Almighty God.
我们在未来的一个礼拜里面，求你就让我们存着盼望的心。
To you be all the glory and honor and praise.
愿所有荣耀颂赞都归给你。
Amen.
Amen.